I think it is extremely important for the entire country to understand and appreciate the condition and state of rural America so that they understand why trade agreements are important. They understand why the biofuels industry and the renewable fuel industry is important. They understand why farm programs are important. And they understand why it's necessary for us to be concerned about the future of farming and the future of agriculture and the future of rural communities. We do, because it's going to take more than that. It's going to take building the domestic markets as well, which is why the biofuels industry, as an example, is a good way for us to bring prosperity and economic vitality to all regions of the country, using different feedstocks, creating different research projects to promote efficiencies, and creating that kind of economic momentum. But even that isn't enough. You also have to have the companion component of building stronger rural communities that have jobs that provide off-farm income. Whether it's biofuels where somebody has to operate and maintain the plant, or whether it's a small business that's aided by expanded broadband access, or it's a local processing facility or slaughter facility or warehousing facility that allows better linkage between local production and local consumption, you're building a local economy. And the reason for this is important because I think the value system of the country is rooted in these rural communities. Well, the purpose of the delay is because there's ongoing testing being done at the Department of Energy. And these the testing is important in terms of expanding the blend rate so that we know precisely what engines are impacted negatively or positively by E15. I think the EPA administrator indicated it when she announced this extension that there is already testing that acknowledges that in the newer model cars, E15 is fine, which suggests to me that we're going to see an increase in that blend rate. The question now is, at what point do you essentially say these cars can use E15, these cars can't? And once you have that, then it's important for us to use rural development resources to make sure the distribution systems create the opportunity for you to drive in with a newer model car and use E15 or E85, and for me to come in right after you, flip a switch, and I can do E10 because that's all my car can take. What we want is consistency, and we don't want a circumstance where a blanket approval is given, I drive in with my car, and the next thing I know there's a problem with it, and I blame it on ethanol, and it creates a sort of a decline in the market. We want stability. So I'm not troubled by getting it right, as long as we get it right. And I think we're headed in that direction, and I'm anticipating that we're going to see some increase in that blend rate. We do let EPA know when we are aware of actions that they're intending to take or they're thinking about taking. We aggressively promote and explain to them precisely how it's going to impact agriculture. We suggested that the administrator send a team out, for example, in the RFS2. When they first announced that RFS2, there was a lot of concern about the impact it would have on the industry. We suggested that maybe it would be a good idea to have EPA go out, see an ethanol production facility, and see a farm, see what's going on out there in the field, and they did. They came back. Adjustments were made, and I think allowed the industry to have greater confidence that ethanol, corn-based ethanol, was going to continue to be produced in this country as it should be.